Καλά.
Just one halakha in the laws of Brit Milah. So Harambam writes in Peregimal of Ilchot Brit Milah that the Abiya Ben should also make the Berachav Shehiyanu. Besides the Berachav Lachniso, so there's a Berachav Shehiyanu, and we understand it. Because this is a mitzvah that obviously it's his first time that he's doing it to the child, it comes from time to time. Therefore, in a mitzvah like this, it deserves a Shehiyanu. Hagahot Maimoni on the spot comes along and says that to him it seems that you should not make a Shehiyanu out of Brit Milah. And the explanation they say is because that there's tsa'ar to the tinok. And the baby's going through a tsa'ar over here. He says, Shehiyanu v'kiyemanu. You know, you're all excited about it. The kid's crying. It's operation. It's bleeding. So he says, tsa'ar to tinok. I can say Shehiyanu when somebody else is suffering. So that seems to Hagahot Maimoni that you can't make a Shehiyanu in such a case. Although the Gaon Rabbeinu Simcha questions the Hagahot Maimoni. Rabbeinu Simcha says, what are you talking about? We see a case where there's tsa'ar, and you make a Shehiyanu. What's the case? Somebody's father passes away, and he gets a Yerusha. Halakha says that although you make Baruch Dayana Emet on the death of the father, but when you get the Yerusha, you say Shehiyanu v'kiyemanu v'giyanu v'zeman hazeh. So you see that even though there's tsa'ar, obviously the father died, I mean, it's not less than a Brit Milah, here he died. And still you say Shehiyanu. He says maybe that law applies that you won't say Shehasimcha b'mo'ono. When there's tsa'ar, you can't say the Berachav Shehasimcha b'mo'ono. But you could say Shehiyanu. Although the halakha clearly follows Harambam, that you make Shehiyanu at a Brit Milah. Although to defend the Hagahot Maimoni, we could say a Sevara, that there's a difference between the Shehiyanu that's made for Yerusha and the Shehiyanu that would be made at a Brit Milah. You see, when it comes to a Shehiyanu at the death of a father, God forbid, it's two separate things. The Tsa'ar is on the death, and the Yerusha is the Shehiyanu. It's two different items. The death is the sad thing, and the Yerusha is the happy thing. So when they're two separate items, could be you can make a Shehiyanu, but here, the Milah itself, the spot that you're saying the Shehiyanu is where the Tsa'ar is. It's one item. So it could be when the item is the same item where it's bringing you simcha and tsa'ar at the same time, could be in that case. That's why Gaon Maimoni says you shouldn't say the Shehiyanu. Whereas in the case of the death of the father died, that's one thing. Dayana Emet, Yerusha is a separate thing. They're two different items. Mashiachin, in the case of the Brit Milah, where the simcha is for the mitzvah, that's where the tsa'ar is as well. So it could be, he says, that's why there's a difference. Nonetheless, halakha l'maaseh, there is Shehiyanu at a Brit Milah like Shittat HaRambam.